Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whichever suits you. Do we got the episode for you? Listen in as Jeremy Gregory and Jeff Weeks sit down with Candy Teeth creative intern, artist and Tacoma School of the Arts graduate, Udi Knighton. The group talks about various subjects ranging from attending SOTA, a game called Racist Google, the controversy over the proposed Tacoma methanol plant, and gourmet cupcakes. Udi talks about the challenges of being biracial, and tells the story of walking through a Black Lives Matter protest in Oakland and how she felt like Macklemore. Also, Udi and Jeremy talk about their great experience of painting a mural in the Northwest African American Museum. We had a great time with this one, and we hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Check out Candy Teeth Radio on Facebook, and Podomatic, and from Jeremy and Jeff. Until next time, stay alive.
I'm your host, Jeremy Gregory. To my right is this other guy.
That's me. I'm Jeff Lee.
And then today, special guest, Candy Teeth creative intern, former Tacoma School of the Arts student.
Drum roll.
And artist. Udi Knighton. Woo! Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Udi is the intern at Candy Tooth Creative.
That's a rough position.
Isn't it?
I would imagine.
You're my boss and you're in front of me recording, so.
You can't really be honest.
It's easy as pie.
It's great.
So it started out, you went to the Tacoma School of the Arts?
I did sophomore through senior year.
SOTA.
Yes. SOTA.
And I teach there, or I adjunct artist there. It's like 3 hours a week. I can't really say it's teaching.
I teach the youth.
But I infect the youth.
Don't say that.
That's the way I like to say it.
Your infection program.
But I teach a graphic design class there, where we don't ever design graphics. We just like make puppets. And
because the first year I signed up, first semester, we had Kelda.
Yeah,
and
Kelda
she was
Martinson.
Like, I'm going to Paris. To show my work in graphic design.
Yeah.
And then the next semester, it was you.
Yeah.
No, it was the second
semester. She went to Paris for 2 months, and I substituted with your class. And then she came back, and then she contacted me, and she was like, I'm going to quit at the School of the Arts so I could try to give you the hookup, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's cool. I just wrote an email to the school that said, Jeremy Gregory's available to teach graphic design if you ever need that. And then she like quit the next day. Moved in on that one. Smooth.
They haven't changed the class name. It's still graphic design.
Yeah, I know. No, it's computer graphics, which is even funnier because we don't touch a computer. Didn't touch a computer one time in my class. And when I had you, we did. But in Now we don't ever touch a computer. In this day and age.
Hmm.
Well, I think the kids should learn, like, design elements and, like, how to teach your brain how to design and not, like, I can move this around on a computer.
Right.
It should be, like, I want you to learn the other stuff, the stuff that you're using when you're using the computer.
It's good to learn, though, but I took a computer class. It was part of the required classes for illustration.
Yeah.
It was really good. I remember being like, wow, I feel really comfortable with these programs now. And the style of art I do doesn't require a computer, so now I go on Illustrator or Photoshop. I'm like, oh, I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
If you're not constantly doing that,
right.
Then,
yeah.
You know, so like if you're pursuing graphic design, actually it's a good idea to take those classes. But if it's just like, I want to take this, you're going to forget.
Yeah. If you don't keep it going.
Yeah, you're going to forget.
That's the thing with me using Photoshop or any of that. It's all, I just use the things I use.
Yeah.
Like forever. And it's
there's
just
so
and
much
it's,
stuff you can do.
It's a smallest portion of what you can do. Yeah. It's crazy. So you went to SOTA and you were a badass at SOTA, right?
I was.
You were like modest. Top of your class.
I'm not going to talk myself down. I worked my ass off to get that 4-point graduating class speaker.
4-point
hassles and medal. Yeah.
Damn. That's. Kind of ridiculous.
Jeff was the speaker at his graduation, too.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. See, hang around smart people, then you don't have to read.
Yeah. Wait, excuse me. High school, I did not graduate with a 4-point because...
What happened?
Sophomore year, I didn't do well. So it was
you mean like 4-point average?
Yeah.
But you graduated with a 4.0 grade point average.
Senior year.
Yeah.
My cumulative GPA is now 4.06.
At college?
Yeah, at college.
Yeah, so that's all right. Well, you did all right.
I did all right.
And then you know who you're talking to, too. But can't we get extra credit?
Jesus.
Something? This is just a 4.0.
I have to go higher than that, please.
It's awesome. So imagine when you have her making parts for puppets.
Well, everything I've seen has been perfect.
Thank you.
So good.
I appreciate that.
I'm really excited.
No problem.
It's awesome. So, after you got done with SOTA,
yeah.
And you spoke at the graduation and all that, then you went to...
California College of the Arts.
California College of the Arts.
In Oakland and San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was that like, going from SOTA to that?
To be honest, I have not had as much work yet at college that I did my senior year of SOTA.
Wow. I wouldn't think that. That's cool.
Well, because it was crazy. I didn't really take time to make relationships with people at SOTA.
Mm-hmm.
I was very much a school-focused person. That's why I got all those crazy things.
Yeah.
Like, I walked away with a lot of paper, but not a lot of, like, actual deep
relationships
and friendships
yeah.
and people I can lean on. Because my senior year, it was obviously, like, senior-level classes, like, collegiate-level stuff,
mm-hmm.
which... The year after I graduated, they were offering all of my senior year schedule and half my junior year schedule for college credit. And I'm like,
they changed that right after you left.
So I was taking collegiate level classes. I didn't know it, but I was.
Right.
And, you know, I even had a late arrival and an early dismissal. So I was only taking 4 classes. But on top of that, I was playing piano still. I was helping out at youth group. So I would come home.
It's just everything all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, it was just everything all day. And then we had the white paper, which was this big research paper you have to do.
Yeah.
It's like 15 annotated sources. And
all these kids, every year,
every
kid is stressed out.
3 years, and it landed on my senior year. So some people do it their sophomore, some people do it their...
Oh, you can do it whenever?
Sophomore. Yeah, they're on a cycle.
Well, I didn't know that.
So it landed on my senior year.
Oh.
And I remember working on my senior... Oh, yeah, and we had senior projects. And I remember working on my senior project. I distinctly remember this because I was painting. I was just crying.
Oh.
I'm so stressed out. I was painting.
Just getting that work
crying
done.
On my painting. I haven't done that in college yet. I've cried about other things.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Not that.
Fuck, that's too much shit.
It was a lot. But now I'm like easing up a bit.
No, like, I don't mean like your thing. But like I just mean the like senior project and writing a... research paper and all this.
Yeah,
like,
they're stressed out. These kids get stressed
that.
Out at the end.
I hate that shit.
And I'm all, I'm so glad I'm not you.
Dude.
Good luck out there.
It taught me good time management, though. Because yeah. I went to a school where you had to balance art and academics, and so when getting into college, I kind of had a leg up. Like, yeah. I already learned how to do that shit, yeah. and that's where a lot of my peers struggled, was, like, right. how much time do I spend on studio work
yeah.
versus how much time do I do, like...
My math homework?
Yeah. Math. That's funny. English. They have, like, math and science classes at our school, but it's like, build robots, make holograms, lasers!
Wow, that's cool.
It's awesome. Well, it teaches the actual stuff. It's just not like...
Yeah, it's calculus. Using math.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think your time management is one of your strong points, too. Like how you, when you're working on a project, you know?
Thank you. This is something I really had to work on.
Gets me to think about it at all. I'm usually just walking around like, whoa, that'd be cool to work on right now.
That's why Jeremy and I were talking when... He gets it big and starts with the company and stuff. Judy's going to manage everything, then I'm going to manage Jeremy.
So I got to schedule meetings, like, through you, then?
Yeah. Okay. No, you'll probably be kind of, like, co-working.
No, you'll be there.
Yeah, you'll be there. I feel like you'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Judy's going to let you be there.
That's cool.
This is like what we talk about every day through every night for our whole lives.
Well, you talk about him so much, I was guessing that yeah. he's just going to be there.
He's there.
That yeah, guy who's there. Like there, just doing stuff. He doesn't have to schedule meetings. Everyone's like, why does he have to do it?
Like, that dude just talk? Comes in and builds a puppet or like makes a fucking backdrop or
makes
something.
A sign.
And then he leaves. And then he comes back and like, him and Jeremy, like, jam out on a keyboard for,
yeah.
like, an hour.
That part's cool.
Well, if your presence is conducive to Jeremy's creative flow, then...
Yeah, it's the idea.
Yeah. Hey, hey, you not allowed, it. It'll you be welcomed. Yeah.
We've been working on this mural. It's the first time I've ever worked on a mural with somebody, like, where... Like, with an intern.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the Northwest... African American Museum,
yeah,
in Seattle, and awesome. Yeah, it's coming out awesome.
It's happening fast.
It's fun. Everybody there loves it. Every time they walk by, they're like, "Oh my god, oh my god!" Oh my god.
Yeah. We get introduced to like 3 people every time we go.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
The president came last time, or leader, champion, whoever's the boss.
That's really cool. I can see how people are interested though, because it's like. The way that you are doing your thing where you draw the silhouette first.
Yeah.
Like, the whole shape, and then fill in the color from there.
Yeah.
That's, like, people don't think like that. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, when they see someone drawing like that, they're like, what is going on? And, like, there's this, like, you know, this white wall or whatever color it is, and then, like, this
bonk.
Black shapes.
Yeah.
Solid black, and then and you, they're like, you know, if they watched you for a few minutes, and then you start drawing, like, a face in the corner of one of those shapes. It's
yeah.
like, oh, what? And then you see the whole thing. It's like a lady dancing or whatever.
You like unwrap it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think but, people are like, is that against the rules?
Yeah, wait a minute. Painting? It's backwards.
Paint on using the wall? Color pencil? Can What's you do that on a wall?
They're just scribbling.
I don't know. But, like, I think that's, like, something that people don't see every day, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's different from, most people think you, like, have a white piece of paper and you take a pencil and you draw some shit on the paper.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It would make really good, and well, when you've done it before, I've seen, makes good time-lapse videos.
Oh, yeah. Because there's different levels. Like, when you mm-hmm. when you do it black, I'm saying your point to me.
Yeah. I'm gonna translate that for myself.
But when you paint it black, and then, because that's, you get that first initial, you get to see what it is.
Yeah.
In the silhouette. Like, the people walking by see what it is. And then you start unwrapping what it really looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, whoa, that's under there?
Like, well, it's nice there? To do also because it can change. Like, you're like, I don't like this silhouette. Or, like, oh, I feel like I can do something different.
Once yeah.
with the black and white. And with a big project, I always worked so small, and Jeremy can attest to this, in high school, too. And recently, for school, I did this, like, 10x5-foot piece, and it was just drawings. And I kind of just, like, fell in love with how it just changed completely. It's not what yeah. I had in mind. But it just,
oh, by the time you went on the whole journey of it?
Yeah, because it was just a big piece. It took me a month to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a lot of twists and turns. It's because it was just material choice. Mm-hmm. And you aren't choosing one thing to work with.
Right.
I think that's another thing. People are like, oh, how much paint do you need?
Yeah.
Like, no. I'm using pencils.
Don't tell them that, though. We're still trying to get that supply money.
Yeah, well, that's right. paint is way more expensive than pencils.
But we're going to paint the background, right?
No. Oh, she wants to paint the background so bad.
See, because the thing is that, like, when just the silhouettes are on there, mm-hmm. it looks like, oh, we need a background. But when all the silhouettes are filled in,
yeah,
then putting background makes it too much detail.
Nice, Jeff.
You'll know. You'll see.
When I vote done. For Jeff.
I just go bananas with patterns. It's
yeah. crazy. It's a whole different thing for her. It's like a different thing for her to do
this. You draw the air.
She draws the air. She mixes the colors. She mixed some of the colors on there, so now I'm starting to bite that.
You know? Ooh, that's good.
Like, instead of just doing the highlights, like, I'll keep it monochromatic.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And, she started adding colors for the highlights instead of, I'll just use white or, like, cream or right. a lighter color of that color.
Right.
And she started adding these colors and it just turned it a different thing. It looks like a painting more, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see.
And I just said on the podcast, are you giving props for it? Damn it. Shh.
My name is
UG9. Oh, no,
I can't. R-I-K-N-I-G-H-T again.
Edit. So.
Yeah, we can just. Just here all day.
So, anyways, that mural is going awesome. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about that and talk about how it's working with both of us. Yeah, it's really
cool. Eating a lot of bananas in the process, actually.
I ate 4 bananas yesterday.
Yeah, 2 of them were at my house.
Yeah, you saw it. You witnessed it. Oh, shit.
What's up with all the bananas? Is that your favorite?
No, they just... So, actually, my friend Jim explained to me recently that if he had one food... He asked me this question, he baited me. Because he has a lot of, like, resources about bananas. He's like, young bananas have starch. So, like, it's you get the starch, and then when they get ripe, it has the sugar. And when it's overly ripe, it's, like, even more sugar and carbs.
Right.
Yeah. You can survive on bananas forever. And I'm like... I had a couple drinks in me, he had a couple drinks in me, I was like, I can't process this right now. And he made me choose a food, I was like, just out of instinct, I said potatoes. He's like, ooh. Well, why would you choose potatoes? He asked me all those questions, I was like, 20-something drunk girl in the Tides Tavern, I'm like,
no. Well, what would you take with you if you just had one on the island? Why?
He was sharp, though. Why? Drunk Jim is a sharp, loud Jim. He's just like, he's got that mind that's just like quick.
Yeah.
Can't what, was you taking a potato?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was. He's what a smart dude. What kind of a decision dude, is that? He just got back from...
Hasty, I'd say hasty.
He biked from Bellingham to San Diego.
Don't whisper.
He biked down from Bellingham to San Diego.
That's nice. A long
bike ride. He'd just gotten back, so I guess he figured out the banana thing on that trip. He had a lot of time to think.
Hell yeah.
Plus, when I was thinking, it's way better than just like... munching on a potato while you're riding a bike down the highway.
So gross. Well, you gotta do it, you gotta do it.
But they're eating raw.
You didn't specify it had to be raw.
Oh, it's cooked? You got a baked potato in your pocket?
What's, yeah, he's on a bike trip for 1,000 miles.
We were talking about the bike trip. This turned into a train wreck.
You gotta switch. You gotta switch up.
Too many questions are being brought up.
You got a solar panel on the back of his bike.
I messed up, okay? I said one wrong thing and now 2 people are ragging on me for it.
That's the thing. I ate all those bananas yesterday, and I was at his house, and I was like, I'm about to start pooping bananas, and I had the banana in my hand, and I was all, whoop!
So gross.
Whoop! And then I ate that one, and it was really gross. After acting that out.
And he didn't want to talk about sharding.
I do want to talk about sharding, though.
No, he was bummed when I compared it to poop. I'm the one, because I was like, yeah.
No, because you went like this. It would be lumpier. and you drew it in the air with your fingers. That's what made it gross. While I have a banana that I just called poop in my mouth. Yeah?
So do you leave all your stuff up there? I guess you don't have a lot of stuff because you're using pencils.
It's so awesome. We leave a bag with 2 things of gesso.
Uh-huh.
And a handful of colored pencils.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And they cover it up at night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part. This is what I want to talk about. The dichotomy of doing the one in Tacoma. I just did one in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Where the people that own my building own some other buildings and they're like working on them.
Okay.
So they have the construction company fence around it.
That's like the new plywood.
Plywood,
fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's like 16 sheets of plywood.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's big.
So it's like out on the street style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on MLK. The dichotomy of doing a mural, I just did a mural on MLK, that's where we were. And 16 pieces of plywood, and they kept having taggers come and tag it.
Yeah.
And then you get a thing from the city that's like, hey, cover up the tags.
Or we fine you.
Or we fine you, yeah, within 15 days. And so they're like, well, Jeremy owes us rent. I mean, we can make a deal with Jeremy and then have him do a mural on it so it doesn't get tagged, you know?
Right.
And they'll have to keep covering it up and keep covering it up. And it'll be something cool for the community. And they were having some kind of community event.
Okay.
I don't know if it was this weekend or last weekend. Anyways.
So it would be a good backdrop for that.
Yeah, it would just be a good part of that. Yeah. Right. And so it's like the unveiling of it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from that, and I do the mural, and then at 3 a.m, my phone dies. I don't take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
So at 3 a.m, I'm going down to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go by it because I'm going to take a picture of it real quick before these little fuckheads tag it again.
Uh-huh.
And so I go by and it's just already tagged. It's just hours later. And it's just exactly where the tags were. Right. Like, there were big throw-ups, right? Bubble letter throw-ups. And I covered it all in black.
Yeah.
And then had all the shapes and stuff grow from it.
Right.
So it looked really cool. When they tagged over it, they just had to go back and do their line, their one line.
And you know? So your mural is like a perfect fill for
them. Yeah, it looks like a collab. It's a collaboration. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to just buff it a bunch. Because if you just keep buffing it, then they have to stop because they're like, oh, this sucks.
Right.
You know, how many times do I do it in a row? And it just gets buffed and I don't get to show my friends.
Right.
And so then after that, I'm going to go paint on it and then they're going to tag it again.
Yeah.
So it connected their tags, and it just has a framework all around their tags.
You just made a painting.
That shit looks really nice.
Yeah, I really like it. That's why I got it on my Facebook right now for the background picture.
Uh-huh.
It's good. Anyways, but then, so the dichotomy. Let's get back to the dichotomy.
Right, so that's on the street.
On the street, on composite plywood. And
people are tagging it.
Yeah, people are tagging it 3 hours after you're done with it. And then we go to the museum, the next day from that,
uh-huh.
I go to the museum in Seattle where we pull back the curtains that have the little thing on it that says, what does it say, don't touch or something?
Yeah, installation in progress.
Yeah,
is installation. That
hand? Yeah, it's the stop.
The don't touch.
Installation in progress, don't touch. And it so just happened. Good. And they built the curtains to go in front of it and like hang off these things.
They like actually like put effort into it. They're
yeah.
Like, oh, we want to sit away from the wall so that it doesn't get wet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Everybody gives us like respect, like artist respect, like you should. You know? Like not like. When I was doing the one in Tacoma on the street, and it's just people walking by.
The cabbies are driving by like, get off the street, you moron!
Yeah. Or no, Mr. Mack comes up. Mr. Mack is a prominent figure in the community.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there since, like, my dad. Like, this is 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He had a clothing store there, and, like, my dad would steal shit from there. But I did a mural on Hilltop where I painted his pictures on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all, they loved me, you know, during that whole time.
Yeah.
Then he comes out of the shop and I'm painting this thing, right?
Is that the one in the vacant lot?
Yeah.
And then the church people came to the whole thing. I remember that dude. Mr. Mack.
He's all, you know that's illegal. And I was all, no, it's not. And I said, it's not when you're getting paid for it. And he's all, oh, you're getting paid for it? And the guy working there goes, I work here.
Uh-huh.
Because he got my back after he sweated me when I first got there, too.
Uh-huh.
But then there was kids coming up. Like, not kids, but when I say kids, I mean, like, 25.
21.
Like your older brother, you know.
It's super funny. Like, wow, that actually looks good.
I hate when people say that.
That actually looks good.
Because I figured it would look shitty from you.
Yeah.
Oh, because I see then, you on like, the street working.
Yeah.
It's got to be garbage, right?
Yeah, totally. Not like I'm going to the museum to work on the mural the next day, you know? Like
with the curtain and don't touch sign.
And the people who actually talk to the intern. That was weird. I thought it was just like, work and be quiet. No, they're like, how are you? I'm like,
oh, are you talking to me?
Myself? You're not supposed to talk to them. He didn't tell you.
I wasn't supposed to. They talk to me. What can I do?
Just nod.
Just nod?
Mm-hmm. Get back to work.
Can't say that. I'm Japanese.
Oh, no. Hi. Go back to work.
And then we get free cupcakes in Seattle.
Ooh, wait a minute. Let's do a commercial.
So they put a curtain over the thing at night, and then it's all locked up, and it's also warm and dry inside the museum.
Oh, no. Warm, dry, you can use pencils.
There's a bathroom.
There's a microwave around the corner.
There's three bathrooms. Non-gender specific.
Hmm, interesting.
And also tons of art everywhere.
Love it.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix's hat is right to our left.
I know, he told me about that.
Dude, that's one of my favorite parts. I just look at it.
Oh, you have to put it on.
I know.
You have to put it on.
I know.
You have to get that photo.
Damn. I gotta find a photo of Jimi Hendrix, what he's doing in it, and then act it out.
We're gonna talk about cupcakes.
Wait a minute. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Let's get back to cupcakes. So,
are there any cupcakes we can eat right now?
No. Oh, my God. No, but I can taste this one right now when I think about it.
I finished my tiramisu cupcake today.
Let's give a moment of silence.
I'm not proud of how quickly I ate that lavender cupcake.
That sounds good, lavender.
I wouldn't even say it was, I ate it.
I had the lemon drop.
In the car, I was like desperate. I'm like,
I had the lemon drop. Okay, the story behind these cupcakes
that she's talking about. Lemon drop cupcake.
That's yeah. Funny. I have a cousin that's the manager of Cupcake Royale.
That sounds like a quality cupcake.
That sounds like a perk.
Yeah.
There's a ton of locations, so their store has done well enough to have like 3 locations in the surrounding area.
It's a quality cupcake.
You have to specify which one you're going to.
The first day we went to work on the mural.
Uh-huh.
We went there and she's not there, and it's just the dude with the dreadlocks standing there looking at you weird. And we walk in and I'm like, is Jessica here?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, she's not here today or something. And I was like, oh, do you have her phone number? And he's all, and I was like, can you leave a message for her or something?
Yeah.
Because then I realized it was weird to ask for a phone number because he doesn't know who the hell this dude is. He just walked in and said, hey, can I get her phone number though?
So you're walking with like a 20-something-year-old.
What does that mean?
It's just an odd pair. Yeah. We're an odd pair. Like, people don't know what our story is.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't want to ask either.
But why are we asking for her phone number?
Yeah.
They're like, what is up with this?
Because you're like Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like.
No, because I am black. Down. And then Jessica's
like,
white.
Ishii, like.
Jessica's white.
Oh, yeah. You can't talk to her.
Yeah. No, but especially you can't be her cousin. Yeah. No, you can't be her cousin walking in and be like, can I get her number?
She's my cousin.
I promise. No, but anyway, so the dude like went in the back and shit, like to call her and be like, hey, this is some weird
dude.
This
creep. Someone's out here.
Yeah, totally. I don't think he got a hold of her. Because she would have did what she did later. The next time we went there, because we just left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The next time we went there, I called her ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. Interesting way. It was interesting approach. She wrote, I'm not in. I'm not off on Tuesdays. You could swing by the house if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, ha, there's no cupcakes at the house. With a smiley face, a crooked smiley face. And then she said, I said, just kidding, but we really do have to get back. We're just going to run by real quick. We were just going to run by real quick on our way out of town. And then she's all, want me to call the shop and have a 4-pack set aside? Yes or no? Yes or no? I can do that because I'm the boss.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what? Yeah, let's go. But I don't have any money. Remember that part. Anyway, so we go into this place. Same dudes there, but now we're pimps.
Uh-huh. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm Jeremy.
Yeah, and he gets a box. He gets a box out, and we're just like, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what was the one? Velvet, black, or
red cherry. Velvet.
Red velvet. I got the red velvet, and then I got lemon. The lemon drop.
Mm.
I got the lavender and the tiramisu.
Tiramisu. What's tiramisu? When you got that, I meant to ask.
I can't remember what the origin of this is. I feel like it's Italian, but it's like... Originally, it was like ladyfingers and then like mousse and coffee liqueur. Oh, it's so good. It's my favorite dessert.
I should have got that one. Next time.
When we work on the meal, I'll bring an actual tiramisu cake.
Ooh, okay.
Have some of it, yeah.
I dare you.
I dare you. I bet you won't.
I'll take that dare.
So we were on a race because she had to get back to work. Uh-huh. On a race back after we got the cupcakes. We're driving. I'm driving, taking a picture of me eating a lemon drop cupcake with my phone while I'm driving.
Uh-huh.
In traffic.
Both hands are occupied.
And I'm getting to the whole thing, and then boom. I remember lemon drop. I didn't really think about the word. And I have candy teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bite it, like it's a...
cupcake?
Well, no, I think it's like...
No, there's an actual lemon drop
on. There's a lemon drop in the middle on top.
Yeah.
Oh, like hard candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like gummy something or something. Mm-hmm. It's not something made out of frosting or something that you're going to go... It's going to... Your teeth are going to fall through. Nope.
You just crunch it.
It was good. But then...
Right after that.
This is a direct reaction to that.
Uh-huh.
The huge truck with the trailer, right the trailer, the yeah. right in front of us, that just changed lanes into in front of us,
mm-hmm.
Comes off the hitch. Boom!
Sparks.
What?
Boom!
And Jeremy's, you know, taking the photo. Yeah, you know, he's dealing with the lemon drop situation. Yeah,
trying to get my
I just took a really good photo, and I was dealing with Snapchat, right? So I had Snapchat open, and suddenly I hear this noise. And Jeremy just was not holding the wheel and then focused on the lemon drop. I heard this noise. I'm like, this is how it ends. And I was like, I should get this last snap in before I go. And then I woke up and there's just sparks everywhere and I don't get in time to get a video of the whole thing.
He had three lanes to go across to get to the side.
And he did it.
Yeah, wow.
He
did it.
Yeah, like I was a baller.
Remember to hook up your, remember to hook your trailer on.
Yeah.
But also remember to do the safety gear.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really works. I watched it work.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like those extra chains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So every other car was like, oh shit. Like everyone was like wiggling around, you know?
Uh-huh. It could have just pinballed all. It was just cars everywhere.
Yeah.
If it wasn't hooked on, it would have been nuts. And I just faded back and we just sat there for a second. Both of us, we had all our stuff.
Yeah. Phones and cupcakes.
We're just watching the sparks
fly. That was bad.
It was cool. In a weird way.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
It's not my scariest highway experience.
It was scary, but it wasn't scary. Yeah. But then we felt alive.
At least you were in the car, though.
What do you mean?
I told you it's not my scariest highway experience.
Oh, you were out of the car?
What?
Almost.
What?
One summer, I was with one of her brother's friends, and this was when we were still in high school. I think we were sophomores. And it was a really old car. It was a Jeep, and it had fur on the roof. And we were turning onto the highway, and it was a turn, right? And I'm on the outside of the car. It's an old car, and the door just flies open. We have lap seat belts, uh-huh. which are not safe. And I'm flying out of the car. And
sideways.
I'm like, yeah, like the momentum. I'm going this way because we're turning. And he's driving fast because he's a teenage boy.
Yeah.
And I reach for Bethany. And you know what she does? She's like, ah! And she leans away from me.
Oh, no, you need help.
Making noise. And I'm like, no, take my hand. Because I have a lap belt on.
I'm going to fall out of this car.
You know, obviously I made it. Because the guy that was sitting in front of me, Brian Spence, shout out. He shut the door for me by getting out of his window and like, you know.
Yeah.
There was nothing to hold on to because my short little arms couldn't reach it.
Yeah.
And then the car door shut. And it was the most awkward time. Because the driver didn't know what was going on. Because he was paying attention to the road. You know, but there's a lot of yelling. Brian's out of the window. I'm falling out of the car. Bethany's yelling. And then everything's quiet for a second. I just look at her. I'm like, Bethany, what the fuck was that?
I never realized your arms were short. Till just now.
Where's the rest of them?
I'm not talking about it. Yeah, and then I texted his brother later, the guy who was driving. I was like, I almost died in your brother's car. He's like, yeah, that fur roof is great. I'm like, we're not on the same page here.
Yeah. Well, see, because my instinct when someone's like falling out of a car... next to me, mm-hmm. it's like, grab those people. Grab them when they're falling out of the car.
Yeah.
Not like...
That's yeah. what mine would be.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm like, whoa.
She's still...
Don't grab my shirt.
Fall out of the car, man.
You're a Bethany.
Yeah, totally. I would do that. I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Push
what are you doing?
She still argues, though, that she was like, I just saved your life by making noise, because that got Brian's attention. I'm like, I was making noise, too. The I'm gonna die noises.
No, that was rational. She was just rationalizing.
No. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You should just help someone.
No.
I was helping you by not helping you.
I knew that you needed to help yourself.
That's why I told her. She better make me a bridesmaid.
These damn cops, man.
Shooting everything.
If I had a gun, I would shoot everything, though, to be fair.
Wow, that's true. That's why I don't have a gun.
Yeah, okay. Jeremy and I talked about this because we were this guy wasn't letting us emerge. And he was like... this is why I want a gun. Just, you know, just put it out the window. I was like, me too. Just shoot not them, but at them. And then we were both like, we should not have guns.
Yeah.
Neither of us.
You just, you don't even use your blinker. You just go. And then you just hold up the gun. You're like, see this cat?
It'll revert back to arm signals again.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then this.
Uh-huh. I mean,
yeah, I don't mind the light, just the blinking light.
It's pretty nice.
Some people don't respect it enough, so that's when we nailed the Glock.
I know. I said I'm turning right.
Right?
Right?
Say it! Smell this gun! Sorry. I get weird power trips with it.
Yeah, no guns for y'all.
With the fake gun, with the finger guns even.
Hop on 1 foot. How long can you do it? Spin around. Tickle yourself. Tickle yourself!
Hop and spin and tickle all at once? Or what?
Now!
Just crying and jumping and...
falling down. Don't kill me because I fell down. I'm scared.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's enough. I'm getting excited. So, being a millennial, on that note,
comes this question.
Ready? Do you know what a rotary phone is?
Oh, it's one of the ones where you do the circle dial.
She knows it. Have you ever used one?
Yeah.
Where?
I insisted on using it at my house.
At your house?
It was my favorite phone. I cried when my dad got rid of it.
Oh, nice.
All right.
I loved it.
We'll move on. All right. You got me on that one. Pager.
Yeah, I used to have one.
You had a pager?
A little baby pager.
See,
it was like
this is where it comes back around. Where everything that's old, like I'm going to say all these old things. Yeah. She's gonna know them all, cool. But it's in retro. It's like,
But no, when I was
redo.
When I was a little baby. Also, I watched Scrubs a lot when I was younger, so I knew what that was.
Oh.
And then my mom also worked at an old person's home, and so she had a pager.
I had a pager.
What else you got?
What else you got?
I was the last person to have a pager.
No,
I never ever had one.
I had a pager when people.
Fine.
I had a pager when people had cell phones. That's real life.
It's unfashionable.
That's real life. People but I don't like have to call you back, though.
Calling you your pager from their cell phone, like, call me, you dumbass.
No, that would be like, 911.
Get a fucking phone.
Man, you had to go find a telephone booth. You know what a telephone booth is?
Yeah.
Payphone, you ever use a payphone?
Actually, yeah, we were stuck out in, like, this really weird area. God, where were we? My sister was with me. I forget. It was in the middle of nowhere, and she had to call her boyfriend, so we used a payphone to see if it worked.
And you go, whoa. And it did?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
It was cool.
All the ones I see are all, like, broken out.
This was in the middle of nowhere, and I'm pretty sure that's the only phone they had.
Yeah.
So. That's all crazy. Right. How much was it?
It was a lot, because it was old, and so she'd, like, put it in, and it wouldn't go for the same time, so I had to keep putting in quarters. I just remember being upset, so I know it was a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. That's because my experiences with payphones that are in the middle of nowhere, same thing. Like, you have to, like, just keep putting quarters in. Like, I tried to use one. It was, like, in the desert in, like, Nevada or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
In this little town. And it's, like, the phone is, like, in the payphone booth out in front of the one bar.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, like... No, and I'm just, like, put, like, $4 worth of quarters in this thing, like, trying to get, like, a dial tone, you know?
Maybe it costs more.
Like, fuck, I don't know, man.
Because it's not nothing. That's what keeps you putting the quarters, and there's something going on. And you hear it, so you're like, what is that? And you have to keep putting
them in. Doing a little something, and you're like, all right.
Do you need more?
Let's do the money dance.
And you hang up, and, like, it spits them all out, and you do it more. I ended up just being like, well... No phone call.
You know what the Thomas Guide is?
I don't.
Yes!
Got her.
Yes! Thomas Guide is what everybody used to have in their car. And it's a book of maps.
Really?
Yep, they got this. That's so cool. It's gone. Phone book?
I don't know what a phone book is.
Do you get phone books?
We used to, but now it's kind of useless. We don't talk to anybody enough.
Well, no, there isn't.
Nobody's phone number's in it.
There's no reason to have. Yeah, it's all ads.
Yeah, because nobody.
But who pays for ads? In the phone book that nobody uses.
Some people still use it.
Dude, I get calls on the art. I put Jeremy Gregory's illustration like 17 years ago, mm-hmm. 15 years ago. I got two calls. The first one was to do a portrait of a baby or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no. And then the second one was my grandmother's dying. Can you come to the hospital and draw her face? And those are the only jobs that I got offered from the
phone book.
Yeah. That's how the phone book works.
Huh. So it's either like birth or death, there's no in between.
Yeah.
And it's like a phone book job. Mark, yeah. What's that?
It's how people want to mark market special.
Yeah, they want to catch it.
Yeah, I don't just want to photograph.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Want that hand drawn shit.
You're like, well, could you just like take a photograph of your grandma on your deathbed and send it to me and I'll draw the picture.
I don't want
to
smell it.
I don't want to go there.
That's depressing.
Dude, yes.
Oh, segue into death.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We were talking about that stuff a lot.
That's the thing. The last episode was the death episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bad. It was good. It was bad. It was good.
It was good.
It was very good. We should do something fun.
Like, yeah, shouldn't.
For a change.
Like racist Google. It might be time.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
I think it might be time for racist Google.
Do it.
I
want to
know why
it.
He's pinching his nose bridge.
Because he does that when it's like that.
Oh, it's just so uncomfortable and horrible.
It just brings up some things.
And people are so dumb.
Yeah, people are really dumb. Racist Google!
Racist Google. Racist Google. Racist Google. Racist Google. Racist Google. Racist Google.
Asian women dating black men. Asian woman dating white men.
What is it? What did you type in, though?
Asian women.
Ah, that's it?
Yeah.
Yes, see how it works?
Asian women aging.
But you're doing it in the wrong order, because you can't do Asian people first.
Why would I not?
It's racist Google. You don't understand how my game works. You're supposed to be racist.
It's a game?
Yeah. Well, kind of. I don't know. I don't know if you really consider it a game. It's more like just
okay,
super
where is
depressing.
This going?
It's really super depressing.
So if you type in white men,
yeah,
you get white men can't jump.
Yeah, so that's it.
White men can't jump too. Then white men just by itself.
Yeah.
Then white men, black women. Then white men can't jump quotes.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
But if you do white people, if you do white people in the, listen to this.
Okay.
White people in the hood. White people in the world.
Okay.
White people in the NBA. White people in the 80s.
Okay.
White people in the sun. Yeah! Living that life, getting that white privilege.
Getting that tan and or sunburn.
Damn, on that yacht. Check this out.
I just typed in Asians in the library.
Yeah? That's real.
Is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Asians in the NFL. You don't Asian, see
what's
that.
Your grade point oh?
What?
What's your grade point oh?
4.06, man.
Just check it. Don't make those stereotypes. Okay. Sorry, Mom. I was trying not to have stereotypes.
No, my dad is actually the one that's like the grades guy. He's the white one. Mom was just like, do whatever you want.
Oh, she didn't care?
Oh, she ditched out of her classes as soon as it took her off.
Oh, I like her. She, like, every story I hear about her, I like.
Moved cars out of their parking spots with all her friends. They were like all.
Oh, she's like the bad girl.
Yeah, she was like a female rock band. She
I like it.
Electric bass and
what?
Vocals, yeah.
Electric bass.
That's awesome.
Bass. She said electric bass specifically.
Is there any? Is there any recordings of that?
Yeah, for real.
No, because it was just it was her sister, my auntie Yuki, was playing the drums. And then she had another friend playing guitar, and then she was lead vocals with the other girl, and she did bass. And they just, like, performed, like, American songs and stuff, and, like, songs. And
I want to hear it, though. I like to get music and put it in.
I haven't even heard it. To my knowledge, it was just, like, they played shows, and it wasn't really recordings. And then she sang with her company band, because she worked for K-Line, because my grandpa was the CEO of K-Line Japan. So she got a job.
You know what K-Line is?
Nope.
It's a train. Huge, isn't it? A huge shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Like the red box car has that K on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, K-Line. Wow. That was intense. My family in Japan's like super rich.
That's crazy.
It's really weird. We went.
You just go visit.
Yeah. We went to visit them in November. My mom passed in September, so we're bringing her ashes to them, and it was like a super depressing trip.
Mm-hmm.
But and this ruined Halloween for me. Halloween's my favorite holiday. Oh. But we had her memorial dinner on Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
oh. It didn't ruin it forever. It just ruined it for a while.
I know, but it's just like, I can't have fun.
Yeah.
Because also, that night was just, it was just super strange. Like, there was a lot of people that I've never met, but they, like, knew me when I was a baby. Because mm-hmm. I don't go to Japan that often anymore. Right. It's been, like, 5 years since I went. The last time I went was, like, junior of high school.
Yeah. Right.
I 100% forgot where I was going with that. I just got distracted by
you were talking
sadness.
About Japan. You were talking about... Yeah, I know. The sadness
came
about
that. Sadness.
This fucking sucks.
Oh, it does suck.
Halloween.
Fancy dinner. Rich yeah. people. Dinner. It was yeah. the fanciest thing that will probably ever happen to me in my life.
Yeah.
It was like a 6-course meal, and it was all really good. And my grandpa was sitting at the head of the table. And it was really beautiful, and I had to dress really nice.
Yeah.
Like, and my little cousins... Not little. Yes, little. One is my age, and then one is, like, 12. Mm-hmm. They were in their little suits. That's so cute. And I sat right next to my uncle, who, like, half-time grew up in Oregon, so he speaks fluent English. Japanese. Yeah, and we get along really well. Apparently, he's, like, secretly always wanted a daughter, and so he, like...
Yeah, so he loves you.
Brought me. Yeah, we went shopping all the time together, like...
Whatever you want.
He's got the stamina for shopping. It's great.
That's awesome.
What's Japan like? What's being in Japan like?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's really, like, familiar, which is strange, because I was just, like, born there, and then at 2, we left.
Yeah.
And then I just went back there every other year for a little bit, and then when the economy took a nice little dive, I went there less and less, but it's weird because I look Japanese, but I don't speak, so people will talk to me,
but like right away.
Horrible, broken Japanese, so I just look, like...
They're all, oh...
Yeah, they don't know what I am because they don't know I speak English. So they're just like, "Are you just really dumb?" Like,
right?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it's really strange. So I go with my sister, and she definitely looks like American, yeah. and we look like sisters. So then people kind of get it, like, "Oh, like they're American," uh-huh. especially when we walk around with our dad. It's great. But my aunt and uncle were like, "Yeah, just come whenever for as long as you want." Mm-hmm. And so I want to go back there by myself before I head back to school.
You should make some kind of trip, like, on purpose, like a project mm-hmm. that goes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be rad.
I think I might, because I've always felt this really weird thing, because I'm definitely half Japanese and half white.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only ever identify as Japanese.
Right.
Because of how I look.
Yeah.
You know, even though I'm equal parts.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I could definitely be like, oh, I'm white. People are like, no, you're not. I'm like, what?
It's like being mixed with black and white.
Yeah, it's the one drop rule. Just, you know, so it's really strange for me because not only in here am I forced to identify as Japanese, over there I can't speak Japanese.
It's a weird angle.
Like, I'm American, like, through and through. I'm not a Japanese woman. So it's really strange for me because I grew up in a super, super white area. Yeah, like Gig Harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, like, one of the few Asian people I went to school, and I didn't realize how different that made me. And, like, I always felt super weird as a kid. Like, why am I so different? I just thought I was a freaking weirdo, which I am.
Yes.
I was when I was little. I was one of those weird kids who were like, they should have been worried about me because I was so weird.
I need this to just be in my voice.
Yeah. But it was... It honestly is just because of my race and, like, a lot of things that we did at home, like, weren't done in other households, and I slowly started to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, the way I was raised, and the way my mom and I, like, my mom and I's relationship, I feel like in America, a lot of moms and daughters that I've seen in this area, I can only speak from personal experience, have almost, like, a friend-like relationship.
Yeah.
And my mom and I never had that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, clearly she was
I don't think that's really healthy.
Yeah, and especially when you're younger, but, like, right before she died, I started to get to that age where, you know, like...
Where you could start being kind of friends, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd gone and lived away from home for a while, had right. other influences, kind of done like that. I'm semi on my own kind of thing. And so when I came back and I was spending the last couple months with her, it was like talking to an actual person.
Yeah.
You know, I got to have a little bit of that time. That was so cool.
That's yeah. awesome.
But at the same time, like... That was one thing that she always regretted, was not keeping up my Japanese. And now I'm, like, having trouble talking to my family, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, just speaking.
Oh, it's like a reminder. It's like
I've never had trouble communicating with them, but as far as speaking goes, it's just... Ooh, it's a mess.
it's deep.
Fun, yeah, because...
You're going through some deep, deep waters.
And I feel like that's something... That would be a good project to do.
Like, explore some of that.
Yes. Yeah, like my racial dysphoria that I have.
Yes.
Like, I feel weird in America, but I also feel weird in Japan.
Yeah.
I think that could create some really interesting art pieces.
Oh, yeah, I have that same thing. I grew up, like, in hick areas. Mm. And, like, my whole family is from Michigan, where and they're all hicks, like, from the smallest town.
Arkansas?
Yeah. And so I everything you just said is, like, ringing. True.
Yeah, because the rest of my family lives in Silverdale.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they've always accepted us, obviously.
Yeah.
But they still treated my mom with, like, a little bit of exoticism.
Yeah.
You know, not my sister, because, you know, we weren't her. But
you're on a new level. You're from here.
Yeah, basically.
They're from here.
So, yeah, it was just being treated very differently in very different situations.
That's how it is, but that's a weird thing, because that's how it is just in neighborhoods and, like, stuff just here. Like, if you go to the black neighborhood, then you're, like, looked down upon because you don't talk black, you know? Then you go to the white neighborhood, and you're, like, the black dude in the white neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, no spot for you, but it's awesome because it's all coming to where everybody's mixed and the power is coming and everything's changing. And we're going to take over the world.
And I felt weird when... the first time I went to church down in Oakland, it was, like, all Asian people, and I actually felt uncomfortable. I'm like, where are the white people?
Yeah.
It was so strange.
Because that's how you grew up. That's what you grew up with. It has nothing to do with, like, what blood is in you, put in you.
Yeah, and it even, like, affected, we talked about this, how, like, when I went to live in Oakland, I'm like, oh, no, like, I am racist.
Yeah, you started noticing it.
Yeah, because I didn't think I was, because I just didn't encounter many occasions where I was, like, immersed in color.
Yeah.
And then I was suddenly, and then I'm like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I'm like, why am I uncomfortable here? It's because I'm a racist.
Yeah, and it's like built into the whole thing. I
have to stare them in the face, and it sucks because the reason that nickname came up for that guy, like Sad Boy, I codenamed all of my friends. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because I show them a picture of Sad Boy, Trash Boy, and they're like, oh, he's black. And I'm like,
yeah, you didn't say he was black. You didn't say black boy. You didn't say black trash
but
boy.
But, like, it becomes, like, a...
Probably better.
One of his identifiers.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, the black one. I'm like, no, it's Sad Boy.
No,
like,
all day.
Sad Boy, Babyface, Painter Man.
Yeah.
Those were the guys that I gave them code names. And then they look at Babyface, they're like, oh, he's Mexican. And I'm like...
Why didn't you say he was Mexican?
Yeah.
It's really strange. And I don't know, like... It's really strange to suddenly... be in that situation, and then to come back to this, you know, like
this place is a different thing,
I
think, you know, than like Oakland, than like lots of places in the world. Mm-hmm. Tacoma's like it's mixed up, it's racist, but it's not, you know, it's racist, but it's not on the front, it's not on the cover,
mm-hmm.
It's like, but everything's like based off racist, and it's kind of segregated
for sure,
but then at the same time, there's not like a lot of trouble. There's not like, I don't really feel weird. But then when I go other places, I do, like what you said, how you went to Oakland, and then you're like, whoa.
Oh, it was so tense.
I'm changing the side of the street.
But then I told you about how I walked through that Black Lives Matter protest.
Yeah.
That was so freaking intense. That was like the craziest thing that's happened to me, and I have a video of me walking through it with my friend Morgan, and and I felt kind of bad because, like, we just left because it was this crazy experience. And I'm like, these are going to be people that they're talking about in history. And I'm going to be that person that was just like, nope.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I was just so far out of my comfort zone. I, you know, from what I see of protests, it was like the teacher strike. That's the closest thing, you know? Where it's like all these teachers that I know and love were out on strike, and we were just chilling with them, drinking hot cocoa, watching their kids, you know?
A little bit different.
Watch their kids.
A little bit different than Black Lives Matter in Oakland.
There's this huge crowd of people that are like, fuck the police, fuck the... There's hundreds of police, and they're looking at you like you're going to pull out a gun and shoot them.
Yeah, you're on that side. Ready, yeah,
and you're like, no.
Woo.
No. Like, I'm just a student. Like, I just live. I'm a transplant from Washington. Like, man, socks and Birkenstocks. That's my deal. It's just so strange.
Clip number one. That's the name of the whole damn episode.
Socks and Stocks.
Socks and Stocks. Shut up.
Don't
make it even. Shut up! Don't do a list of
them! I have a list. I have a whole list. Dunce for Dunch.
I don't know what any of that means.
Okay, do you know what Dunch is? It's like dinner and lunch. You know, when you eat at like 3 or 4 o'clock.
You know Dunch.
Oh, okay. Dunch. Or dinner. Some people do that, but I like Dunch.
Okay. What the hell's supper?
What?
What?
This is the reason Dunch works. In Bellingham, there's a Russian dumpling place that's really great, and I go there every single day and every single time in Bellingham because I love it so much. And those dumplings, dumps. Everyone calls them dumps. Everyone go for dumps. And that's turned into dumps for Dunch because...
You go in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumps for Dunch. And now, no matter what time of day it is,
right, it's dumps for Dunch. Right when I gave up on it, you got it. That was awesome.
Yeah, because you go there for more.
You go there at 3:30.
Because you're like, man, I haven't eaten today. I don't have food.
Not sure how to define this meal.
Dumps for Dunch.
But it's going to be dumps.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat anything that's called a dump.
No.
Well, dumpster lines.
Yeah, you can put the extra letters on the end for me. That's all I'm saying. Mm. Or I won't eat that shit.
Dumps for Dunch.
Dumps for Dunch.
You keep referring to drinking.
Right.
Right. You just had your 21st birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday. When? Like yesterday?
11th.
Happy birthday.
Oh yeah, I guess it was your guess, but it was
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, classically, January has been my birthday month. Okay. Just because people come in and out of things, you know, celebrating separately, different groups of friends, so. Mm-hmm.
What'd you do for your 21st birthday?
Well, like we were talking about, since my mom passed, she was the person I was going to spend my birthday with. I literally made no other plans, so I was so bummed out.
Oh, that day probably was hard.
Man, you know it was, but my sister came up, and then she ended up being sick. Mm. And so, like, she wants to take me out, she wants to have fun, but A of all, she came to Gig Harbor, and she knows nothing of that area. She lives in Bellingham.
We'll go out.
She was like, well, I'll take you out for your birthday, but you have to plan everything, because I don't know.
And yeah.
I'm like, isn't that how it's not supposed to work? She's like, no, it's your birthday, you have to plan it. I'm like,
No.
Wait.
That's awesome.
And so I was just, I don't know, we got in a couple arguments, and it was intense, and I think both of us were just emotional. I was super emotional from hitting that first birthday, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just got so done with it. Like, I had this, you know, like, that crazy time where you just are inconsolable and you were, like...
Yeah.
I think it might be a depressive episode. I'm not sure. But it was just really bad. And then that was the night before. And, like, a friend was going to take me from a midnight drink. And it didn't work out because I was crying so much.
Mm. And wait a minute. You didn't have a license or something. What was that part? What was that
little cat? Yeah. You had a cat. No one told me that you had to, like, renew... your license enough because that's your form of identification. I was like, I can just take my passport. And they're like, no, they don't do that. Apparently, some places don't accept passports because it's like shady. I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know.
Seems like a passport would work to me, but I don't.
Everyone was telling me different things.
It depends where you're at, too. I guess it depends who it is.
Yeah, I guess.
But then my best friend, Bethany, took me to the DOL.
She's got a beard, though.
Yeah. And then it turns out that my license doesn't expire till next year.
Wait.
And I didn't find out until I got to the DOL, and I'm like, I hate my life.
No, so what? Oh, because that's all you took there was your passport.
No.
She could have gotten the bar just fine.
Yeah, because my license...
You didn't try it.
No, because I went to the DOL, because I'm going to get my license renewed this morning. It's going to be fine. And I look at my driver's license, it says 2017.
So why won't they let you into the bar?
Yeah.
No. I hadn't even gone to a bar yet, because the night before I was crying.
You didn't go to the bar.
Yeah.
Got it.
And apparently he was like, at midnight, if you show them the license, like, they understand, well, what's your 21st? I'm like, I'm not going to bank on that, honestly. Like, emotionally, I told him, like, emotionally, I could not handle being turned away from a bar right now. Like,
yeah.
I'm already, like, kind of not weird. Really holding it together. So, but then she's a rock star, and she stayed with me. I got an enhanced license, because apparently Washington State driver's licenses are not, like, an actual form of ID. So...
So
I want to fly domestically without having to carry on my passport, so I just got the enhanced license, and then I took the paper one out, and if anyone is going to be turning 21 soon that's going to eventually be listening to this podcast, keep your old hole punch license along with your paper one, because they will ask for it.
Yeah.
Because if they see the paper one,
that's a good tip.
It's a piece of paper, but then they're like, oh, here's your license before that you renewed.
I went with Eileen. Remember Eileen?
Yes.
I went with her to a concert in Seattle from Tacoma. It's like an hour. Well, I drive slow.
Yeah.
Anyway, and nobody else knows. But well, I guess a lot of people. Anyways, we went to the concert. I went and got the ID just so I could go to this concert because I was like switching it or something was up.
Yeah.
And so I got the paper one, and then we drove to Seattle, and then they're like, "Oh no, you can't come in with that." And I was like, "What? It's my license I just went and got like right now."
Yeah.
Like a second ago, at the place. It says how old I am, fuckhead.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Nope." And it was all butt rock spot, you know? Yeah. Like, nah, dude. No way, man. You don't even have any leather on, bro. You're trying to get in.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
So that all happened, and then a family friend took me out, and she paid for all my drinks. Shouldn't have to do it.
Sounded like you had fun.
It was crazy. I got very, very drunk. And bought pizza rolls.
But you were with good people when they cooked pizza rolls for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a dumpling.
Yeah. I think that was just naturally what I gravitated towards.
I need some dumps.
Wrapped up foods.
Dumps for fourth meal.
No, it's dunch.
Don't
if it's dumps, no matter what time it is, it's yeah. dunch.
If it's dumps? Oh, it's no dumps. Matter what time it is?
Yeah.
Ooh, you guys took my racist Google away. That's all right.
Bring it back.
I don't think you can bring it back.
If you wanted to, you can do anything you want.
Oh, because we get space in between. It's just like racist a little bit, and then a little bit more racist, and a little bit of sprinkle on top. Let me see what the black ones said. You guys were doing the Asian ones and the white ones, and the black one was getting left out. That's weird.
We're leaving it for you. That's what we've been doing.
Black people are.
Uh-oh.
Black people are racist.
What? That's the first thing that pops up?
Black people are monkeys.
Oh.
Black people are. Black people are ugly.
Oh!
Black people are dumb.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
No.
I'm serious. Let's do white people are.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
White people are crazy. White people are crazy meme. White people are crazy presentation. White people are crazy PowerPoint.
Shut the fuck up. Why isn't it white people are racist? White people are racist. White people are racist.
Asian people are. Asian people are weird. People who look Asian but aren't. Are Chinese people Asian? Are Indian people Asian?
Oh my God.
These are the top things. You get what I'm saying?
You're so fucking dumb.
Asian people look 7 until they're 70. They say black don't crack. That's like an Asian black don't crack. Jewish people are.
Oh, no.
Jewish people are from. Jewish people are white. Jewish people are annoying. Jewish people are not white. Jewish people are black.
What?
What?
That's the lowest blow they can do. Like, what should we call those Jews? Call them black. That'll get them. Okay, let's get a little bit wider.
So, I want to just be clear really quick. Like, these things that pop up are like
most popular
things that people have typed in already, and it's logged them, people doing that, and so it gives you these because these are popular things.
Yeah, it's not random.
That's fucking so scary and sad.
Fat people are.
Oh no.
Racist.
Fat people are gross.
Fat people are racist.
Fat people are gross. Fat people are disgusting. There's only two.
That's it.
Oh.
They kept it short. But let's go out on a good one. We'll go out on a nice one. Artists are.
Oh, no.
Artists are weird. Artists are crazy. Artists are. Artists are stupid. Artists are messy.
Huh.
Not as good as black.
It got weird across the board.
Yeah, artists are Jewish.
What about girls are just the first one?
Girls are?
Yeah.
Let's see what it is.
Yeah, guess it.
Oh no.
Girls are sluts.
Bitches.
Oh dang, bitches is a good one.
Better than boys.
Well.
That one worked out.
We can make another human being in our body.
Gross.
Gross.
Gross, more like a miracle.
It's like one of the grossest things ever.
That was you one day.
Yeah, it's gross. Inside that bitch. Let me out.
You mean your mom?
Let me out.
Oh, why are you like a little alien baby?
You know? Yes.
He has claws and shit.
is it? What's the first girls are? We all
girls are better than boys.
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh,
that was the first one.
I thought we should guess.
Oh. That was it. It wasn't bitches or sluts. You guys are racist.
I know, we suck.
Ah.
we're messy artists.
Dude,
I got weird and crazy across the board. Because yeah. I said white people yeah. are crazy, and they said artists are crazy. Asian yeah. people are weird.
Yeah. Artists are weird.
Yeah. I'm just weird and crazy.
Well, what about everybody? We all are. So, one of the other things I want to talk about real quick, but it probably won't be that quick, is the goddamn plastic plant. I'm going to talk about it in all words. I don't know. Because we can't call it GD. Yeah. So they're making a methanol plant in Tacoma.
Or they want to, is the deal, right?
Except for they already have all the thing. It's
already done.
Yeah. But everybody's trying to fight it.
Because
it's like huge. And
it's going to be the biggest in the world.
It's going to, yeah. Anyway, so when I went to Two Ravens today, start talking to them about the plastic plant from China. Thanks a lot, China. Making weird. Ready?
Yeah.
Plant. That it's gonna blow up and then it'll blow up the foundry and your guys' apartment and probably my apartment.
See, I'm afraid that aliens use it for fuel and that it's just going to encourage them to come here. Space.
The aliens are already here.
Lizard people.
I think that there's far too much plastic in the world now.
Yeah.
That we don't need to be creating another way for them to make more freaking plastic.
What if
and more? They're gonna go. We're sending the methanol over to China.
Yeah.
They're gonna turn the stuff into plastic. Then they're gonna sell these cheap ass things back to us, and then we're gonna throw it in the ocean and
what if they made a giant
cover it with dirt.
Robotic octopus.
But that would be cool.
See, now you want it.
It's not gonna happen.
You know what's gonna happen. Is they're gonna kill the salmon.
Do you eat the salmon out of there?
We all eat the salmon out of there.
Not if I kill the salmon.
Jeremy's like, not me.
I ate the crabs out of there. One summer, the whole summer, we just ate all the crabs out of the Tide Flats. It was awesome.
Ew.
It was delicious. It was delicious.
Cadmium.
At first, I was like, gross. And I was like, well, I'm kind of hungry. And I'm like, whoa, damn, it's all just delicious.
Yeah, my big concern is that. I mean, honestly, if I'm not as worried about an explosion because I can fucking move.
Yeah.
Let it become somebody else's problem. But the whole abundance of plastic that we have and all the shit things we get from China, I just don't see it being a popular thing to help promote that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just selling it back to us.
Exactly.
The whole thing is why, but don't move your shit. Here,
no, I know
to make it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's just make it on those people's face,
yeah.
And like not, and not just make it where
and
we are.
Then the fact that it's an LLC company that's doing it, so they only have a limited liability. If something happens,
they're out.
They declare bankruptcy and go.
Yeah,
and then they go. Sorry, Tacoma, clean up your mess.
That's why you get limited liability.
Yep. Then we're stuck dealing with another big mess. I say they just need to build it. If they're going to do it,
build it in China.
If Washington State says, "Yeah, we really would like the money from these plants,"
well,
stick it in the middle of freaking nowhere.
That big explosion that happened in China a few months ago, wasn't that what that was?
Yep, a methanol plant.
And now they're trying to move it here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with the water?
That's too much.
So it uses. Go ahead, go ahead. We're at work.
I gotta do my job.
Yeah, you gotta do your job. Your boss is right there.
You're gonna do it now after all the time you were getting broken for
4 hours? By the way, this talk is live at Two Ravens Studio where people just work. Oh, yeah, isn't it more water than the whole city uses or some shit?
It's like more than half of what the city's like allotted water usage is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Or something.
A day?
Oh, I think it is today. Yeah.
I need the facts, Nicole.
I know, I'm sorry. Your phone's on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I got a phone.
Maybe it's... Because somebody said it at the meeting that there just wasn't enough water for everybody to go around. Like, and they would probably ask the city to cut that. Yeah.
You were at the meeting?
Yeah, we all went. Well, Ian did.
Oh, nice. You see Judy there?
No, we couldn't get in the main room. We had to go sit in the overflow room.
Oh, come on. Judy was there drunk talking shit.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I would like to have seen her there. Wait, so do we have any positives about this?
positives about the
Rhino? Yeah, like say, you know, okay, it's a better alternative than, I don't know, burning oil or coal or whatever they're using to process their stuff.
That's supposedly what they're saying, is that it's supposed to reduce China's coal emissions by coming over here and doing that.
You ain't coming to my United States of goddamn America with your Chinese plastic and poisoning my kid's face.
Back to the thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I got that
settled.
That's good.
And if it makes it a habitat that's not safe for the salmon to spawn.
That's it. They're going to be spawning.
Right.
That's right.
But $36 million or some outrageous numbers on the line.
That's how much money we're going to get the city?
No. I don't know who's getting
that. It's a private thing, right?
Somebody's getting that.
Yeah. I don't care about that. Go back to China.
So who let Simon serious. Them, the port commissioner? Like, who brokered the deal?
Yeah. I'm with Nicole.
Well, I just want, because somebody
get fired.
It is the port
commissioner. Someone else made a good point at that meeting that you can recall elected officials.
Oh,
they just put that in the speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and remember, we can't recall public officials. That's a thing.
So, better do it how we like.
That's the two Ravens' take on everything.
Mm-hmm. That's some pretty ridiculous shit, I gotta say.
The alien part?
Yeah, that part.
That's more believable. Not believable. That's more acceptable to me.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Aliens.
If they're aliens, they want to come
the planet.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but the part about go back to China, like, that's, I'm serious. Like,
yeah,
you're bringing the gnarliest thing to somebody else and being like, we're going to make it here and then bring it back.
But, like, why are we agreeing to
it? Did you hear the money number? That's why.
But that's not, I mean, that's not even that much money, really.
$36 million?
Yeah.
Huh.
What, do you have, like, 40
seems
million
like a lot.
Seems
like
a lot.
Well,
much.
I mean, for a person, but not for countries and, like, oil companies.
Yeah, you're right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hold on, I thought Ed said something like that. Hold on, let's check.
Depends on who's got the deeper pocket, because, I mean, they still have to go through environmental agencies to prove that it's not going to harm the fish or all this stuff, and whoever
yeah,
they pay off
skew your data.
And allows it to go through,
yeah.
We should take those people out back.
Oh, back recess.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't see any real plus for it being here at all.
It's money.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, but even past that first initial
lump,
yeah, I think I think the damages far outweigh the pluses.
See what he was saying, what you're talking about, where he's like, that's a huge amount of money, but not
really,
not in a couple minutes after they pay that, and then they come and fuck up some shit that costs way more than that,
bazillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And just, the city has to just be abandoned and moved somewhere else.
Yeah, well, what's really weird, I was reading all this kind of stuff
about,
like,
it
people, not necessarily this particular one, but just like humans making decisions to ruin the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Environmentally.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're talking about how they're looking for a new planet. Like, I don't know how accurate that statement is.
Yeah.
But it seems pretty, like...
Oh, that's logical.
That sounds like Earth's style.
Yeah,
but
the next
then,
thing.
On another planet, there would be a certain amount of terraforming that would have to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can inhabit it.
But there's something with Mars they're doing,
like,
that. You can already buy that. You can buy that trip there.
No, I think, like, it was Neil deGrasse Tyson who said this or something. He's like... If we have the ability to terraform another planet to be habitable for humans, we have the ability to make this planet habitable for humans.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's
that's
super
smart.
Messed up that all this environmental stuff is happening, but it's like, if we're willing to put in all this scientific research into, like, terraforming,
right.
Which I don't know if that's actually happening, you know? This is things I, like, grasp from my memories that I'm like, I heard something about this, I read something about this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess maybe just being that the person I am, I'm like, the government's hiding things from us.
Yeah, there's colonies on Mars.
Oh, you know they're looking to terraform something.
Yeah.
Just to say that they can, you know?
Yeah, but they're gonna do that on Mars. There's things. You can just buy the ticket to go there forever, right now.
I don't think that's smart.
It's not smart at all.
I hope I'm dead before that all happens.
That's weird.
Ugh.
Why do you have to be dead? I'm not gonna leave here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Earth.
Because I don't want to put up Earth boy. With the stuff that's going to happen on Earth.
It'll get all weird.
You know, people are going to do some fool things.
Why are you doing those fool things?
That's how I feel. People are already doing that. We were just talking about that with Trump being a legitimate candidate. Yeah. And then people actually talking about building a methanol plant in Tacoma, of all places, for it to be the largest one in the world, is got to be Tacoma. And that's, I don't know, maybe because we have a sister city in China or something. Because that's a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Chinese Reconciliation Park.
Yeah.
We don't have to reconcile so much that they can put a methanol plant. I don't feel like that's
they're like, boom, what up?
We'll build a really big gazebo. Yeah.
So I just got a text from Judy with all the fun facts.
Oh, nice.
Water, 10.4 million gallons per day supplied by City of Tacoma.
What?
I'm pretty sure the entire city of Tacoma uses the same. And weren't we in a drought last year?
Yeah.
1.44 million gallons per day of water. And then contamination.
Right. Another one.
These are just her notes, so that's all. Electricity, 450 megawatts needed. The city of Tacoma uses approximately the same amount. The whole city.
Jesus.
I spoke directly with Brian Flint, the chair of the Tacoma Public Utilities, TPU, and he informed me that the TPU has to serve its customers without prejudice. So they have been looking to purchase electricity elsewhere and bring it in for their new customer, which in turn means a higher rate for all customers.
Fuck off.
They already know where they're getting electricity.
No. Yeah.
New lateral pipeline from Tacoma to Sumas. I don't know what that is. 10 plus miles. Fracking methane out of Sumas and pumping it to the port. So it's like all along that whole trip.
Yeah.
There can be.
And also, can we just establish that fracking is not a good thing? And a lot of people have decided that. Yeah. And the only people who don't think that fracking is a bad thing are the people who don't know what fracking is.
Or make money off doing it.
What? Yeah. Tell people that don't know what fracking is, like me, what fracking is.
It's like breaking up the earth.
To find the stuff.
Yeah, to find everything. And it's really bad for the environment because it puts chemicals in the ground and then takes all the stuff that's in there out of it. So it just replaces what was naturally there with gross stuff.
Burly.
It's just like taking a giant syringe into the earth and being like, huh, yeah. Just all this garbage. Like,
yeah.
Just goes back to where it's cancer again. At the port, they turn the methane into methanol and load it on 4 to 7 ships per month. So there could be accidents with all of that, too, mm-hmm. any time. There's, like, gonna be an accident. They would produce 20 metric tons of methanol per day with 4 running pipelines on site. The loaded ships then go to the global community, Asia, to factories that turn methanol into soft plastic materials. 300 tons of methanol will be stored on site in tanks at all times. There'll be 300 metric tons of methanol like a mile from the studio
mm-hmm.
at all times. Just making sure.
Yeah.
The City of Plastic Destiny. Judy.
Good one.
I like her.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's some fucked up fun facts.
And to the point where Tacoma Public Utilities already has where they're getting electricity.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's all done.
It's all done.
That's just bananas to me. Now that, yeah, it's like Nicole said, it's just kind of like pleasantries.
So yeah.
Like, oh, meeting with the public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, it's things they have to do. Like, yeah. There's, like, contractually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, this is, when you and Judy talked to me about it before, this is the first time I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I don't live in Tacoma,
yeah.
And I'm in California most of the time, but I feel like that's a big enough thing. If it's the largest one in the world, like, I don't know. Like, we can't say West Coast, Best Coast anymore if there's, like, a huge methanol plant.
They're all, do you smell plastic? Damn, Tacoma aroma.
I know, we're just talking about how it just changed from ass to pot. Yeah. It's going to be from pot to plastic.
Oh, man. I had a bad stepdad that just smoked weed in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know it. So I thought his poop smelled like that. Sorry, you said ass to pot.
And made a connection there.
Ass to grass. But anyway, so when I got that weed when I was older, I was like, oh, well, of
Gross.
This is that shit weed. That stepdaddy shit weed.
It's a good name of an indie trash band.
Yeah. There's a lot of names for bands, man. We come up with them around here.
Yeah, regularly.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we should probably wrap it up. Wrap it up. We talked about the damn...
Some methanol plastic.
That's a bad rap, though.
Hate it.
Plastic rap.
That's a plastic rap.
We should think of... I want something...
You guys are making me listen to this with my own ears.
I want something fun to be the ending.
Dharma doll.
Oh, yeah, the Dharma dolls. That's fun.
Yeah.
What are they? Explain them.
Well, it's a little traditional Japanese doll, and it's shaped kind of like an egg. It's got a little old man angry face painted on it. Mm-hmm. We got some right here.
Yeah, we got some right here talking about. Yeah.
So basically, how it works is, honestly, I have one tattooed on my back, and I should know more about it than a vague description, but mm-hmm. this is what I'm going to give you. Yeah. It's a doll that's meant to, in a sense, grant wishes, or you fill in one eye when you make that wish or you set that goal, and then you're supposed to fill in the other eye when that comes true. Mm-hmm. So,
it's kind of like a motivator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really weird because that was another thing about how I have like that racial and cultural dysphoria. Is like, yeah. I'm a Christian, like an American Christian, but then I have all these like weird Japanese spiritual things mixed in.
Yeah, but mix it up.
Yeah, like for me, like it's a prayer doll. Like I'm thinking about it. I look at it. The one eye is not filled in, and I'm just like, oh, like I need to pray about this. Like I need to be working towards this. And it's just a good reminder. And the different colors mean different things.
Right.
The black is for like success in business and like business savviness, and then the yellow is for money. Straight up. And sometimes the yellow will be gold because of, like, you know, the gold coins.
Yeah, keep it gold.
Yeah, how the
keep
lucky cat has that little gold coin.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal. Like, in Asia, they use gold as an imagery just for, like, wealth, status, money. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and they are good gifts. Very common in Japan. They range from very, very expensive, very nice ones to just little ones you can get for family and friends. That's the mid-range right there. Ceramic. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out. Yeah, I haven't dotted an I yet. Those are the ones she gave me.
Yeah, these
for
are
Christmas?
Cool.
Or was that just for fun?
Came back from Japan. Then I got to the Thunder
Doll.
Oh, it
was from Japan. Yeah. Awesome.
Yep, so they're good gifts for people.
I gotta figure out what to dot those eyes about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to like write it on the bottom or something.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
There's a little spot.
Yeah. That one I think has something inside of it.
This one?
Yeah. I don't know if you're supposed to take it out.
I'm not taking it out.
Ooh.
There's something in there.
Oh, well, I'm gonna have to look at
some
what
kind
it
of
is.
Like spider or
poisonous spiders.
Poisonous spider.
Finally,
in there.
So hungry.
It's true. They might be assholes, but they're honest.
Ain't nothing better than an honest asshole.
Well, there's some things, but
yeah,
a lot of
people.
Worse.
Yeah, there's a lot of things worse. Look at these. I got one more thing to share, but it's not even. It doesn't even have to be part of the podcast.
Those boiled marbles?
Yeah, boiled marbles. I saw it on Facebook, a Facebook
Man,
trick tip.
Don't ever go to dinner at Jeremy's house.
Because you might get your marbles boiled?
Yeah, this is what you serve people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mmm, boiled marbles.
What's for dinner tonight, Mom? Boiled marbles.
These marbles, if you boil marbles, or if you cook them at 500 degrees in the oven, right? Mm-hmm. Not just over the fire.
Because that hurts your hand really bad.
Then you pull them out.
Ow!
Are you sure that's what Wiki Howe said?
Fuck, I need like a Terminator hand for this.
And so you pull them out and you put them in ice water and they do that. They just crack all through it and makes it look really cool. Yeah. It has all these different facets on the inside.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's sparkly.
Yeah. I might do it, use them for some puppet eyes. Puppet eyes. All right, thanks for listening. This one's been a good one with Yudi.
Right.
We're all falling asleep.
Yeah,
yeah, awesome.
Painting those murals all day long.
Painting those murals.
Actually, yeah.
We got a few shout-outs to
shout
do.
Shout-out!
Yudi, do the shout-outs.
Oh, man, shout-outs. Okay, Mad Hat Tea.
Shout-out. Slurp it up.
Then we got Infinite Soups.
Infinite Soups, thank you.
Delicious.
Yeah, great soup. And then last, certainly not least, Cupcake Royale.
Yeah.
Capitol Hill.
Seattle town.
Yeah.
With the care package.
That's how we do
That's
it.
That's right.
Jessica Gregory in the house.
She hear me, Sue?
She almost killed us on the freeway when I was eating that lemon drop, man.
That wasn't her.
Remember that. Okay.
They're so good, you can risk your safety.
That needs to come with, like, a flag on a toothpick. It's like, warning, this is hard candy.
Whatever you do, don't bite the lemon drop.
Yeah. I need to tell you.
So anyways, until next time.
Don't bite the lemon drop.
Don't bite the lemon drop. And stay alive. Don't bite that lemon drop.
Just stay alive. Stay alive.
People are the worst. It's my one contribution.
Don't bite that lemon drop.
Stay alive. Stay alive.
Don't bite that lemon drop.
Stay alive, stay alive. Stay alive, stay alive. Stay alive. He changed.
Don't bite that lemon drop.
Stay alive, stay alive.
Bye bye. Boots magic, boots magic, boots magic,
boots magic. I wish I didn't already eat my fruit snacks.
I know, I did that early in the game.
I ate them right away.
I did too.
Like a stupid.
Like a fool.